welcome back to the Big Dog Lakers Pod.
Woof woof.
BDLP.
Now, we just found out mere hours ago that there is huge news in Lakers land.
What's that?
Did we know about this?
No, I haven't heard about this yet.
Johnny Buss, brother of Lakers Governor Jeannie Buss, has filed to run for president of the United States of America.
Good for him. I'm excited to see what plans he has.
That worked really well for Connor Roy. I hope this works out well for him.
Is that part of Succession where one of them runs for president?
Yeah.
Alan Ruck.
Oh, wow. Alan Ruck. Yeah, I remember that he was on the show. I didn't know that that was a storyline. I love that.
Yeah.
He's just like, I got too much money. I got to burn some of this off the top.
At some point, he gets mad about how much money he's spending. Uh-huh. But you're spending the money, buddy.
It's yours.
It's yours. You don't have to do it.
Yeah, you don't have to. No one said so.
For 1% of the vote? Nope.
Now, what if
uh-huh.
to do this, Darvin Ham becomes the vice president and has to go on the campaign trail right now?
Man. That's good for Lakers Nation, but not good for the U.S.
Nation.
Fucking, we're asking him to call a timeout before invading Russia, and it's just like he refuses to do it. We're like 9 months into the war, and he's like, I wonder if now's the time to call the timeout. We seem to have lost 5 cities in a row, but I'm just going to sit here and see what happens.
Cities.
I'm just going to see what happens. Sorry, Tallahassee. We're not here to help you no more.
If everyone in the Buss family has this much money to burn,
uh-huh,
why can't we pay Caruso?
That's a good question. That's a good question I would like to answer
to. Dwight Howard back from, where is he now?
Taiwan?
Is he still in Taiwan?
I don't think he's still in Taiwan.
I think he's somewhere else. He's like in the, he might be.
Didn't he just do something? Like he won something?
That's what I thought.
He was famous for something else? He was on a TV show maybe?
Oh, was he on The Masked Singer?
I think he was The Masked Singer.
With Kate Middleton.
She's on the show? Oh, they're hiding together?
That's the rumor.
Listen, I don't really know all these rumors. I haven't seen all of these things. But I did call my wife very angry yesterday.
Whoa.
Where I saw some of these rumors that she's cheating on her husband and they're having her sent her to the hospital to get an abortion and stuff. And I called her on my way to work and I was like, how long has this been going on? And she was like, it's probably been news for about 2 weeks. And I goes, you haven't said anything once. You know I rely on you if we're talking Crown. I don't pay attention to the Crown. You do. Fill me in.
You need all the goss.
I'm here for gossip.
Yeah.
I'm here for gossip.
I call it chisme.
Chisme. My grandma calls. I go, hi, Grandma. She goes, hey, mijo, what do you know?
What do you know?
That's how she starts.
And that's literally how Polly Walnut says hi. Right? What do you know? What do you say? Johnny's running out as an independent, so that makes him good.
What?
Yeah.
So
you're a big Kennedy guy too.
Uh-huh. That's
yeah.
Right.
You go. Robert, I don't like these
Robert RFK Jr.
RFK Jr.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's the big news out of Lakerland.
Dwight Howard's playing for the Mets de Guanyambo in Puerto Rico.
In Puerto Rico.
In Puerto Rico. His coach is JJ Barea.
Okay. He's not the one who clotheslined JJ, though.
No, that was Ron Artest.
No.
No.
Meta World Peace.
No. Not Panda's friend, either.
Mm-mm.
It was Bynum.
Bynum, man.
Oh, really?
It was that last year of the Kobe playoffs. It was 2012 or something like that.
He was still a Cavs fan.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. It was like 2012, and it was we were getting swept by the Mavs. And it was clear mm-hmm. the Lakers were just done.
Oh, 2011 maybe?
Something like that. Whenever the year, it was the year the Mavs won.
Yeah.
And yeah, JJ just goes up for a simple little.
Saw JJ Barea at a bar that year.
Oh, did
you?
Yeah.
In LA?
In San Francisco.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was he doing up there?
It was the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. We all went into a bar to watch the Super Bowl. And they were sitting at the hotel across the street, so they all came in.
Yeah.
They everyone I was with took a picture with. And I don't know if I did this on purpose, but you guys know who I am, so I could see how you would say I would do this on purpose. I don't think I did it, but I was drunk. Everybody took a picture with Dirk.
Uh-huh.
He was sitting at a table. He let everyone sit down and take a picture, but they needed someone to take the picture. So they all said, Kevin, you take the picture. So I had to get out of the picture to take the photo. And then when they developed the photos, somebody had put their finger. They couldn't see the photo. I don't think I did that on purpose.
Oh, man.
But the photo doesn't exist because somebody covered it up.
Your history of Euro hate.
I love Europe. Mm. I'm pro Euro.
What about European people?
Some of them are horrible. Some of them are horrible. Listen,
that's just a fact.
I've been in coffee shops with these losers, and they say the exact same thing about America. So,
yeah.
Sconcevos, boys, you know, I write it on the trees. Sleece, lash, lash. Whatever you feel about me, I feel about you.
Write it in the trees? Is that what
you
said?
You know what I'm talking about. You see it etched out in the trees sometimes.
You hear it in the wind.
Anna loves David, C/S. You let him know. I feel for you what you feel for me. If it's love, it's love. If it's hate, it's hate.
What?
You know what I'm talking about. You want to call my grandma, have her explain it to you? She knows what's up.
You might have to. Cause
I only see KM plus KM because Kevin Macias just loves himself so
love
much.
Love me, baby. I'll take
You're on this
me.
Wave I've never seen before.
This is what you get when we get a podcast at noon instead of sleepy time.
No, it's not noon. Done with work.
Yeah,
and
this is coming out. We're recording on a Saturday.
Kevin is pissed.
Real quick, as the movie guy, the new Civil War movie, you in or you out?
It looked lame, but it's getting good reviews.
Okay.
That guy, Alex Garland, I feel like the last good, really good movie he did was Ex Machina with Oscar Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
Then he did Annihilation, which was all right.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did Men, which was all right.
I didn't see
that. And then now this one.
I like Oscar Isaac. I watched...
Scenes from a Marriage.
A Most Violent Year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fine.
Okay.
But if you go into that movie with that title, I go, you're going to get a very fucking boring movie based on what you think it's going to be. It seemed like a Godfather type movie, and it ended up being just like a slow realization that this man was kind of in control of his life.
So, the Godfather?
Nah, but it's more lame than The Godfather. You don't have like a...
I love The Godfather. I'm very pro The Godfather.
Yeah,
I'm
me
pro
too.
Europe
I'm,
and The Godfather.
Yeah, I'm pro the... This seemed like a Godfather clone.
Gotcha.
Yeah, where it's like missing an ear or something.
Ah, I see what you mean.
Yeah,
the when face Michael doesn't Keaton, look right. When Michael Keaton clones a clone in Multiplicity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. There you go. There we go.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Sometimes I confuse that with the one where... Because I think they came out at the same time when I was a kid, where John Travolta is an angel.
Michael.
And I think he's just making more angels of himself, but
I don't think that's the plot line
I don't
of that.
That's the plot of that.
No, not at all. Nicolas Cage also played an angel in City of Angels.
Oh, I never saw that.
It's about Los Angeles?
I think it is in Los Angeles with Meg Ryan.
At that time, I was watching a lot of Broken Arrow, you know? So
Broken Arrow rules.
Wait, he's not even in Broken Arrow.
No.
What am I thinking of? Face Off.
That's you're thinking of Face Off. Christian Slater is in.
That's right.
J.J. Barea has dated two Miss Universes and knocked them both up.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really? From where?
Miss Universe 2006.
But Miss what?
I'm going to tell you in a second. Puerto Rico. Both Puerto Rico.
Okay, that makes sense. He's from there. He lives there.
That's not fair. How can you have two Miss Universes from Puerto Rico if both of them are alive?
Well, one's from 2006 and the other is from 2011.
I can't believe she just gives up her throne. It feels like it has to be a Highlander situation.
Does she give it up or is it taken?
It's taken.
It's taken.
Yeah.
Who voted on this? Was this Trump?
It was the universe.
The universe voted.
The Miss Universe.
She put it out into the universe and sent it back to her.
You know?
The second one only placed top 16.
In Miss Universe?
Yeah.
Oh, but she didn't win. She wasn't the winner.
No.
She was Miss Universe contestant.
Oh, well, that's different. Did the first one win?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh.
So he only did one Miss Universe.
Wait, who does he marry second? The winner or the runner-up?
Runner-up. No, not even runner-up. Top 16.
Top 16?
Right.
Yeah, Sweet 16.
You know the winner's like, you know I won, right? She's very pretty, but you know I won, right?
Don't talk
I
about
like
that.
To think that he got with them before he was even a basketball player. He just had that much Riz.
Nah,
you know about Riz, Kevin?
I don't. Why do you do this?
This was July 20, 2011.
He still has it?
Riz? Yeah, he still got it.
He looks like a 6'5 troll.
Yeah, he doesn't look great.
Is he 6'5? He looks like he's 5'4.
He looks 5'4, but I learned that from everybody in the NBA. You can look 5'4.
Right.
He's still 6'2. I saw Nate Robinson in a. in a Nike Town one time, San Francisco. Dude's like 5'10". He's like tiny.
Oh yeah, no, he looks. He looks tiny. Yes.
Barea is 5'10". Yeah. Plus, you got to remember he played in the Big Shorts era.
Yes.
So he looked even worse.
Yeah. we also played some games in Lakerland this past week.
Oh,
past
good
few
for
weeks,
us.
Actually.
Did it go well?
No. Well, it went all right. Hold on. Oh, God. I just
some of them went great. That's the problem. Some of them went great.
Yes.
And some of them did not go so great.
I accidentally clicked off my schedule page.
Well, Ryan figured that out. Last time we were here, we were about to blow a game to the Washington Wizards.
Yes, that was close.
And then we had to go into the Nuggets after that.
Yes.
That we predicted Nuggets loss. Everyone called that.
Yes.
And then Thunder, we were like, I don't give a fuck if they're the first seed. We're going to beat them. We did that.
Was this Thunder game where... Which game was where D'Angelo was not in the last few minutes of the fourth? Oh, was it the Bucks game? Yes, it was the Bucks game. Yeah, but then he came back and because that's what happened in the Wizards game. And I think when after the pod we recorded, we were watching. I mentioned to you guys it was like the last minute. I was like, "Why is LeBron on the sideline?" And he was like waiting on the scorer's table to come back in, even when there was like 30 seconds left in the game. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, because we wouldn't call a timeout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just like standing there on the scores table, the best player on the planet, just standing there.
But
and
that's then, part of the problem. Sometimes you don't get subbed back in.
But he had like two timeouts.
Had timeouts?
Yes. It was a thing where Ham had timeouts, and it's like, just get a timeout to get LeBron in there. And in this Bucks game later on, D'Angelo had a great fourth quarter, but then there was a stretch really late where he did not play for like a minute and a half.
Mm.
And it was like, get him out there. What are you doing? And we barely won that because of D'Angelo Russell. We won.
Oh.
Nuggets, we lost. Terrible. I think, do we have a lead at all in that game?
Yes, early on.
Yes, early on. Well, going to the halftime, actually.
Yeah.
Yes. And then they just blew us out.
Oh, yeah. This was where we were up like one going into halftime, which is always a curse.
And I felt like we were playing a great game. Well, Jokic has 16 in the first half, but Murray had 7. Both are minus. Porter has 15. He's minus 11. The whole team's a minus. And that's where we had that Jokic fall away 3 where he like launches it from his back, goes in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just got eaten up.
This
was exactly like fucking the playoffs.
They got rolling. Also, Michael Porter just didn't miss. He was 10 for 10, 5 for 5 from 3, 10 rebounds.
In every game we played Michael Porter, we've left him open, wide open, let him take any 3 he wants, and he shoots 50 out of 50 from 3.
Yeah.
And Darvin says, hold on, I'll keep letting you do that. Why do we do that?
I think because we're not a very well-coached team and we don't like to close out on threes.
Oh.
I think it has a little bit to do with LeBron also, because I think he doesn't like to close out in these just regular season games.
Yeah, I'll take that.
He's pretty lazy when
also,
it comes to defense.
We got to let someone shoot. We can't let Jokic shoot. We can't let Murray shoot.
Does he take a lot of threes?
But well, he a lot stand of what he does is draw the defense into him and then passes it out. Or finds
game,
the double and then passes it out.
He took 5 threes in this game.
Are we talking Porter or are we talking Jokic?
Jokic.
Yeah, but it's not if Jokic can take a 3. It's if he can draw the defender in and then pass it out, find the open man on the 3. That's why he's so good.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I'm better.
Some people are going to – we need someone to take the shot on that team.
Yeah.
And the problem is you just hope that the odds say Michael Porter's not going to fucking – be perfect.
Well, he was.
That's why we saw that stupid I shared it with us on someone posted it on Reddit that Simpsons meme where it was like say the line Bart and it's like Michael Porter's not gonna shoot perfect.
Yes.
And it's like it happens every fucking time. Yeah. Somebody goes off.
This was the 40K game too.
Yes.
Oh yeah, and we so always lose these.
That was another reason we lost because it was a LeBron milestone.
Which we called that. We knew that was gonna
yes.
happen.
Before anybody. Rui played a lot of defense on Jokic in this game, too. And I felt like it worked.
Well,
we did it first half, and
yes.
it was good, and he was scoring at, like, a 50% clip, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But then we switched AD onto him late, and he got eaten up. And then we didn't have a help defender, so Aaron Gordon was like catching lobs and throwing them off the backboard to dunk.
It does happen where you play 23.9 seconds of perfect defense on Jokic, and then he was like, "No, I'm not gonna miss." Yeah. And that's it. That's what he does. He just says, "I'm not missing." There it goes. And it goes in.
Is there anyone that plays him well right now? Like, is there one team that? Because I don't get to
Dwight
watch
Howard?
All of the other teams. Dwight Howard specifically. Hey, you got five. You got six fouls. Use them, right?
Yeah.
But is there a team that plays well that maybe? Because we need to be winning right now, especially against the Kings. And as we will talk about eventually, since the last time we've spoken to people, we've lost twice to the Kings.
Well, that's the crazy thing is we have not lost all our matchups against the Kings. We just lost all our matchups if Anthony Davis plays versus the Kings.
Yes.
Which is bad.
That's pretty bad. But is Darvin Ham like, fuck, we can't beat Denver, and I know this. But maybe Golden State can. So we'll let them get in. We'll take the lower seed. And then we can beat everybody else. Because we can't beat Denver. But we've shown we can beat all the other teams. Can anyone beat Denver?
I think. Wait. What are we talking? You're saying we've shown
Denver's
we can
two.
Beat the
Denver's
team.
The two seed.
Denver's the two seed as of right now.
And
we can beat the Thunder.
Uh-huh.
Even at full strength. We played them at full strength recently.
Yeah.
Can't beat the Nuggets.
Can't beat the Nuggets.
Timberwolves are. We don't know yet because we played them recently. But
they had
full strength. They had like three starters out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but also Cat is out.
Cat is out permanently. Yeah.
Is he out permanently?
Yeah, because he has a torn meniscus. Well, he's going to come out early in the playoffs, but early in the playoffs for a torn meniscus seems bad.
Pretty early.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he go to Aaron Rodgers' doctor?
Yeah, and he said he's going to suck the vax out of him.
Okay.
With a big old needle.
All right. Aaron, you freak.
Clippers, I feel like it could be 50-50, though.
What are you talking about? We haven't lost to them this year, have we?
Yeah, I thought we were like, I thought we have like one game over them.
I think we're the 4-0 against them.
This year?
The Clippers?
Aren't we?
No.
3-1?
Have we played them four times already?
I thought we played them twice early and twice late.
We are 3-1. The Clippers won on January 23rd.
Okay.
The Pelicans, we beat them in the in-season tournament, but not...
No, we've beaten them outside of the in-season tournament, too. We had one 50-point blowout.
Yeah.
The Suns, we owned at the beginning of the year, and then they got the players back, and we don't own them anymore.
The Mavericks have beat us.
Mm-hmm.
I think they cleaned their clocks recently, right?
Yeah.
So, but this is the thing, is he knows if we go into the 7-8 game in the play-in tournament, and we win, we're the 7 seed.
Yes.
We get Denver first round. We're fucked.
If we get in that game, yes. And we, yes, you're right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he's like, unless we're going to get six, we need to get eight.
And who's thinking this?
Hopefully Darvin 9D Chess Ham. I looked it up. He doesn't have a real middle name, so we can call him that. Hopefully that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Because if not, we're fucked. Then again, I could fully see this being what he's doing, and it works. We get the 8 seed, and then the Nuggets are just tied for the first seed right now. They just get the first seed, and it's like, oh, cool, we get them anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you don't run, man. You just show up.
There you go.
You just show up. You say that we play who you put on the court. And if we're out in the first round, we're out in the first round. If it turns out, you know, Pau's cheating on his wife and Kobe's snitching to his wife and we get swept by the Mavs, then so be it. And so be it.
So be it. Okay. I'm okay with that.
When you say so be it, are you also thinking of the drink?
Yeah. So be it.
The little
gecko. We get swept by the Mavs?
There was a playoffs where we got our ass kicked by the Mavs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's the same one with the clothesline.
What we were talking about? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the last Phil Jackson year.
Yeah.
Last Bynum year.
I tried to watch a game in Italy. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. And so I go to the... No, it couldn't have been 3 o'clock in the morning. I go to a bar.
Yeah.
And I ask, can we put on the Lakers game? And the lady, in very broken English, was like, this is the local soccer team.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to stand on a table and ask everybody in the bar if they'd like to turn off the local soccer team for the Lakers. And I went, I'll just get out of here. Thank you very much.
Everything has to be so perfect for Kevin.
I just want to watch a game, man. I want to watch my Lakers.
It's actually more important than this local soccer team.
Yeah. Fucking Genoa. What are you going to win?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Nobody knows who you are in Serie A.
You stink.
So we lose to the Nuggets. It's not good at all.
No.
But we it felt easily handled a top tier team.
In the Thunder?
Yeah.
I felt like we played great against them.
We were locked. Can they match up against us? I felt like they just couldn't. There was nothing. We were suffocating them the whole game.
Well, I don't think Shea has a good game. And I don't think in a four-game series, Shea's going to have four bad games.
No. He doesn't even need to have four bad games, though, if we play him in a seven-game series.
Yeah, we don't need Shea to have four bad games. We need everybody else to have four bad games.
Everybody else to have four bad games.
Yeah. We need Chet Holmgren to have a couple bad games.
Uh-huh.
That one Jay Williams have a couple bad games. And then maybe Lou Dort shoots too much, shoots him out of the game.
Oh, that'd be nice.
And it felt like in this Thunder game with this score, 116-104, it felt like Chifino by himself gave up like a 20-0 run. In garbage time minutes. So I felt like it doesn't tell the whole story.
We got him off the team even in garbage time.
Yeah.
This is a new kind of revelation for Darvin Ham that he shouldn't play Chet Chifino. I wish that would happen with Torian Prince.
Yeah. There's one starter in the minus on here in this game. Rui Hachimura.
Oh, wow.
Did Prince play at all in this game? Yeah, he played 20 minutes and we won. Goes back to that stat.
When Torian
Prince
29.
Plays under 25 minutes, mm-hmm. we were like, we've lost two games and we've won like 17 games. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe we don't play him.
Play him 24 minutes max.
Yeah, that's it. D'Lo had a good game. It was just a fun game to watch.
Yes. Yes, it is.
That's really not much to say.
What sucks about saying anything about any of these games is like you go through and you look at them and you're like, okay, Nuggets, we kind of saw that we were going to lose. And we had a really good entertaining game until that second half. And then it's primarily that fourth quarter. Yeah. Even that fourth quarter, we're closing in on them for quite a bit and we just could never fully get it to go, which feels like the playoffs. Thunder, great game. Kings, great first quarter. I mean, weird side texting in the group. I think Ryan specifically said when this team is on, they look amazing.
It's so fun. Especially D'Angelo.
And then fucking dead.
Yes.
And then we get the D'Angelo game against the Bucks, mm-hmm. which is fucking amazing.
Again, he makes it look so fun.
So fun. And you go, shit, well, that's a great team. Maybe we shouldn't be stressed out about this Kings game. We got caught up against the team somehow that we had to beat. It's fine. Then we get this T-Wolves game, and you're like, holy fuck, are we the greatest team of all time? And then we get the Kings again, and we're like, oh, no, we're back to earth.
I tempered myself with the Wolves game because I knew, they were down like three starters.
Yeah, too.
I did temper myself with that. The Bucks, that was a good win.
The Bucks was a great win.
Yeah. I did tell my dad recently, like, I don't fear East teams as much as I fear West teams.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we can match up against.
If we get to the finals, we'll win.
Yeah. And, like, even, like, in a regular season game, I feel like if it's an East team, top-tier team, we're at full strength.
Yeah.
I feel good.
I feel fine.
Yeah. Now we're talking about the Nuggets, the Kings. Yeah, I don't feel that good. No, sir.
Yeah, but that's what sucks. Those two Kings losses. Nothing to do about the Nuggets loss. I don't have the most faith against us and the Nuggets at the moment, but these Kings ones are rough because we are better than this team. Like,
how can you say that?
We just look better than this team.
We
look better. We have better players.
It's wild we can't score on the Kings. Like, every game is like 105, 120. It's like we can't play defense and we can't score on these people. What's going on? I don't think De'Aaron Fox is that good of a player.
I think he is that good.
He eats us up, but I don't think he's that good of a player.
I'm a big Kaiser Permanente fan, and he does commercials for them now. So big ups,
down here,
huh?
Down here,
uh huh.
I've never seen De'Aaron Fox in a Kaiser Permanente.
I don't know. I saw it multiple times
on my
stream.
Why is your poor ass watching commercials?
Oh, you were watching the Sacramento stream then?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, no, no. It was just on the national stream.
Wait.
Yeah,
were you streaming the national
game? Yeah, yeah. The ESPN game or whatever it was.
Then you were getting a national stream from the Bay Area syndicate.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know they have like different... like ABCs.
Don't tell me about
regions.
Broadcast affiliates, okay? Because I know about who's affiliated where.
I don't
okay?
know if you fully know who the affiliates are.
I know about affiliates. All right.
You know, at the bottom when it says K and then three letters, that's
at
usually
the top of every hour. They make sure you get the station.
That they're the affiliate
name. Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're carrying the signal, pushing it out to you.
That's right.
Okay, you got the Bay. You got the Northern California. No one would count them as Bay Area.
No. I certainly wouldn't, but it sounded like you were, so.
Well, I don't know what you know about anything that's not LA.
I know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
K-Cal.
If they're showing De'Aaron Fox commercials down here, I feel like people would just be like, who is this
guy?
Why?
Oh, yeah, he's not... It's very funny that he's not famous, like, at all.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
They would be like, is this guy a Clipper? I wouldn't know. I've never been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just, is it because he's in Sacramento, or is it just he's not that outgoing of a guy?
Yeah, it's
because
he's
in
Sacramento.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He puts up the numbers.
He does put up numbers.
He is a perennial All-Star?
He's a perennial borderline All-Star.
Borderline All-Star.
Yeah. Sabonis was not in the All-Star game this year. I think he was on the bubble and was not in there.
Yeah, I think Fox took the last spot.
Okay, okay.
I thought he took a break this season to go fight Apollo Creed's son.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
That's who Sabonis is, right? Okay.
This Bucks game, though, was really... It was a good game to watch. It wasn't a blowout or anything like the Thunder game, but it was, as everyone predicted, D'Angelo Russell versus Giannis.
100%. That's
what everyone thought.
I go, this is a matchup everybody's waiting for.
Yep.
Yes.
Giannis Antetokounmpo versus D'Angelo Russell.
Uh-huh.
34 from Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
14 rebounds, 12. God, what a great game.
Great game. Really fun to watch. It was down the wire the whole game. D'Angelo Russell, I think, had 21 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Because he had 5 threes in the fourth, right? Something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah. Couple of the game-winning floater.
He made six. He made four. He took six.
Took six in the fourth.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
21 points.
Yeah. 21.
Minus five.
This was a good Jackson Hayes game, too.
It was a good Jackson Hayes game. I good defensively. Speaking of being good defensively, why was Damian Lillard out there, like, in the Lakers' possession?
Oh, yeah. And then D'Lo immediately switched.
Oh,
He was like, everybody get the switch so I can take Dame off the dribble.
And it was immediate. And Dame just, I watched the replay. It's fascinating. He just watches D'Angelo go right by.
Oh, yeah.
It's I don't understand it.
He also goes left on him, which is what you don't want him to do.
Right.
So he can just get into the floater easily.
It's got to be disheartening if you get called out for the switch, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be like, fuck.
I can't. Yeah, I to like call him out like that in the
it
middle.
It feels
of the
like
end,
a Disney
at
movie
that
where
clutch
like,
time.
That kid.
Yeah, yeah. That was a very funny thing because I saw Bucks fans like tweeting out that why wasn't Pat Bev in the game at that moment?
Because he stunk. Did they think about that?
PU.
Because he was really bad and let D'Angelo Russell score 21 points on him.
Yeah.
Is this how dumb we sound though when we're shitting on Darvin Ham? Like, is there a Bucks fan that's like, I heard Lakers watching the second Kings game were like, call a timeout. It's like, we still score on you. You're not good.
No.
No. About us? No.
No. Because there are just, it's mathematically smart to just call a timeout when
when the team goes on a run.
I mean, yeah, we were talking about that in both Kings games. Darvin Ham lets them go up 15 points and then calls a timeout. And then we go on a 4-point run where they're still up 11 points. And then the Kings call a timeout.
Yeah.
It's like, that. Do that.
Do that. My favorite
do
part,
that.
My favorite part of the second Kings game was the start of the fourth quarter when Ryan texted us that he quits. He's like, I'm fucking done. I'm going to go watch a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then no more texting about the game until like 5 minutes later when he's like, they're on another fucking run and he won't call a timeout. I was like, I thought you were watching a movie.
I was. What was I watching? Tell me what I saw.
I don't remember.
I think I watched The Five Venoms.
Oh, that is what it was.
Was it The Five Venoms?
Yeah. It was.
It was a really good movie.
Which is that about all the Hardy, the...
Oh, wow. Okay. Come on. You can't flub that, bro.
The only one that does stand-up comedy, and he is stepping all over
you
his...
You can't
you're,
do
you're
that,
in the pocket
bro.
Right now at 12, an undisclosed time right now.
This is the difference. I'm my barely sleepy waking ass later, up. And Alex is like humming, but this will just woke up. He doesn't yes. know where he's at. At 5:30 on a Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. I watched Five Venoms, Chang Che, great Chinese movie. And then yesterday I watched The Crippled Avengers, which was one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Tom Hardy. That's
Tom Hardy. There we go. Who's not in the Avengers, but
no,
The
but
Crippled Avengers. Chang Che, great Chinese kung fu movie. Highly recommend those. Anyway, Damian Lillard can't play defense.
Not well.
He also can't shoot the ball over Spencer Dinwiddie.
That was great. Because Dinwiddie for sure kicked the ball out of bounds.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
with a full second left, something like that. Like 0.9 left.
Booted it.
I think I texted you guys and my dad, do the Derek Fisher.
Just run off.
Run out. Sprint out, dude.
This was great because I had the L.A. stream 20 seconds behind. And I just hear, oh no, do the Derek Fisher. And I was like, wait, what did I miss?
Yes, you were behind. I mean, that's the best Spencer Dinwiddie moment in his Lakers career.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Cause that was one of those blocks here where he just grabbed it too.
Yep.
That was great. And then everyone mobbed him. And then I think I texted you guys too. The refs just ruined the moment too. Because it was like a game winner, but then everyone had to be quiet to see what the announcement was. But it's like, yes, of course, it's over.
But let him have it.
Let him have it. So everyone had to like stop celebrating and just check what the refs see. Lame wads. Now, yeah. Alex, I know you go to games to watch the refs, but you know me personally, I like watching.
What the hell?
I didn't realize this at all. Spencer Dinwiddie had 0 points in the Kings game, this last Kings game.
In the last
He's
one.
Had 0 points in the last two games. Timberwolves game, he didn't have any points
Jesus
either.
Was he a plus at least?
No, he's a minus -5.
Yeah, Jesus.
0-3, 0 points, 1 assist, 1 rebound.
Even he is struggling.
Yeah. Even in the Bucks game, he was -5. He made a 3.
He doesn't get downhill anymore.
No.
Like, he posts up on the 3-point line, doesn't try to beat his man.
Mm-hmm. You know who gets downhill? Russell Westbrook.
That's right.
You want him back?
Yeah.
We weren't doing too bad with him coming off the bench.
That's not how I remember it. That's not how I remember it at all.
Am I crazy? Do I got to go look at the numbers? Because I kind of don't remember it happening that way.
Yeah, I mean, after that 2-10 start, we really got the ball moving after that.
That was a pretty rough start.
It's really bad.
Pat Bev just running around doing nothing in this game. Good game.
Good game, Pat.
Good game,
Pat. We don't like you. We never liked you.
Yeah.
But good game, Pat.
This was also the game where Michael Beasley started out like 4-for-4 from 3. And we were all like, how couldn't he shoot this well and Lakerland, and then he ended 4-for-9.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's good.
That's fine.
Yeah, he started 4-for-4, then, like, what, Reggie Bullock came, shot 5-for-5,
yeah.
And then Wes Matthews came, shot 3-for-3, uh-huh. And then
who Wayne was another? Ellington.
Yeah, Wayne Ellington.
Mike Muscala.
Mike Muscala, 4-for-4. Yeah. Who was another sharpshooter? Danny Green.
Malik Monk.
8-of-8. Yeah. Malik Monk actually worked for us, though. That worked.
We love Malik.
Yeah, we had so many players where the 3-and-D guy didn't work. Malik worked, and what did we do? Johnny Buss had to
you gotta
start
go.
Johnny Buss had to start a campaign, can't pay Malik Monk anymore.
KCP, get out of here.
Get out of here.
We watched you suck for years, then all of a sudden when you start making it, we're like, we don't know what to do with this. And get him out of here.
We won a championship because of you.
Well, get him out of here.
Johnny's gotta be president.
That's right.
He's gotta run a damn campaign. after this Kings game.
What the fuck do you think you're going to get out of this campaign? Everyone knows like, it's not you.
Yes, yeah, everyone knows. I feel like it's a big... There's got to be some... This is higher up beyond our IQs, but there's this money laundering scheme that all these rich people know about. Running for president, you launder your money, do whatever you want, and then, yeah, you get extra money. Go on book tours, speaking tours, all that shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Go to a diner in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. You get free food.
Do they have good diners out there?
I'm assuming so.
Is Wyoming known for their diner scene?
I believe so. I mean, what else would they be known for?
You don't know about Jackson Hole, Wyoming?
Yeah, Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
I mean, I know about Jackson Hole, Wyoming. I don't know about
Sounds
their diners.
Sounds like you don't.
I don't know about their diners.
Apparently you don't.
Ski.
You said I don't know about, and then I just filled in the blank from there.
I don't even know why we have you for the rest of the conversation. I'm having a conversation with myself with you.
after that Bucks game, Gobert accuses the refs of being paid off.
Love it. Love to see it.
He didn't even play.
Wait. Yeah, in our game.
Yeah, in our game.
So, like, on that Friday, does the money get suspended, and we don't have to play him.
Oh, that's great.
That's good stuff. What was the rebounding differential?
This was
wasn't
the game
that big of a differential on the rebound. Oh, wait, never mind. I was looking at offensive rebounds. Yes, it was almost a 20 rebound difference.
Yeah. This was a game where Anthony Davis had 25 rebounds.
Yeah, this was like it's one of those stupid stats where like this is the first time a player goes 26, 28, 3 and 5 and mm-hmm. 3 in the modern shot clock era.
Yeah.
You could just say he put up impressive performance.
It was great.
Yeah, it was great. It
hey,
was
this
amazing.
Guy did good. Yeah. Got a birthday cake. Happy birthday.
Oh, that's right. Right after this, which his dad looks exactly like him.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
There is none of his mom in him. It's Mm-mm. just dad. Yeah. It's truly just dad. It's really weird. This felt like a pretty close game. Was it tied at half? No, we had a 1-point lead at halftime. And then the Timberwolves just ran out of gas. There was just no life.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that fourth quarter was 29-17. Yeah. They sucked in the fourth quarter.
They didn't do very good.
No.
Not very good.
No. Yeah, what was...
Nas
yeah.
Reed, no points.
Nas Reed had no points?
Alexander Walker, no points. Fourth quarter. Jaden McDaniels, no points.
Yeah.
Mike Conley... 4 points.
Mike Conley is good. I feel like he's good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was a minus 24
he's
in this
okay.
game.
He's okay.
Yeah.
He's older.
Conley. He's old Mike Conley.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, we won.
That's
this
great.
Is what not having Rudy Gobert does to a motherfucker.
Makes it easier to win.
Yeah.
And then we'll just skip over this Kings game where we got blown out again.
Anthony Edwards was, I like him a lot. He's fun to watch.
He is fun to
He's
watch.
Cool to listen to interviews too. He's fun to just hear talk.
He's good in that Hustle movie with Adam Sandler.
He's in that one?
Yeah. I liked that
I missed
one.
That
was
one.
He's really good in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He plays a heel.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a bad guy?
He is a bad guy.
Is he good as a bad guy?
Yeah.
He's great. He's
That's
the
great.
One draft pick.
That's
Talks
awesome.
A lot of shit.
You know what sucks is just quickly looking at this Kings game. First quarter, 29-29. We tie.
And what did I say? I was like, there was a point where we were leading. I was like, should I trust this lead? And it was like, of course not.
They don't.
Of course.
Second quarter, we lose 31-27. That's only 4 points. Not bad. Fourth quarter, we win
34-32. Yeah.
And then there was a horrible third quarter.
Oh, that third quarter was one of the worst third quarters I've watched in a while. And I I've said this multiple times this week, I think. But that third quarter was really awful. We had like a 5-minute stretch where it was 5 turnovers and 0 field goals.
Yes. In the third quarter alone, we had 6 turnovers.
Yeah.
2 personal fouls. Yeah, that is bad.
We look great when we don't turn the ball over, but if we're turning the ball over 14 times, I mean, that's 14 fewer possessions we get.
Rough-ass game.
Doris was like, first of all, she brought up the rivalry, the old rivalry, and she brought up Shaq saying Sacramento Queens, which is very funny because I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And then it was very funny. Very late in the fourth quarter, she just kept saying, "There's still enough time. You don't want D'Angelo and Rui to get hot."
Well, I mean,
I was like, Torres, just don't do this.
It would be great if our coach let Rui get hot. He was 9 for 11 with 20 points, but he was 8 for 10 going into the half.
Going into the halftime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he got one more shot?
Yeah, so Darvin just didn't play him in the second half.
He played him 36 minutes.
In the second half.
He played him in the second half. He just didn't get touches.
Okay.
Why do I feel like this is a common theme for us? We have players that were just like, hey, that guy was doing great. Where did he go?
Well,
they're like, oh, we didn't run a play for him.
That brings up this article with D'Angelo.
Uh-huh.
Where it's an interview with him, or is it just right?
It's an interview with him.
Yeah. Where he brings up that Darvin has his guys.
Yeah.
Darvin has his guys. Last year was Schroeder, and D'Angelo kind of saw it and was like, all right, I'll take a step back then. If Schroeder's your guy, it ain't going to be me, and I'll take a step back.
Did you hear what Schroeder's response was?
Yes. What was it? It was like,
I don't understand it, but at the end of the day, it just shows off immaturity. You're not really mature if you just keeping somebody's name in your mouth and just running it. I don't understand.
I guess I could see how Dennis took it as an attack, but it was more of an attack on Darvin.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think it was an attack on Dennis.
Yeah.
I think Dennis filled the role a little bit better going down the stretch.
He was great.
As a combo guard, yeah. But who could do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't think Dennis was a solution to our problems.
No, just for being that role guy and, yeah, being important to us is like a key part. But, yeah, he's not like a solution. The solution is getting rid of Norman Hill.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that what we're talking about with Rui, it seems like this year Rui's not his guy. It seemed like that very early on when because Rui was not injured this year, right?
In the beginning.
Was he?
Yeah, in the beginning.
In the beginning. Okay.
But it's not. It hasn't.
He had that broken nose, and he was wearing a mask for a little while.
Yeah. But to start, was he on the bench to start? I know Jared was.
Yeah, I think we started Prince over him.
Yes, that's the thing. Yeah. So early on in the year, it was Prince, Cam.
Yeah.
And a little bit of Rui there. Bench Reeves, bench D'Angelo.
Yeah.
And then late December, January, that's when we start getting Reeves and D'Angelo back in the starting lineup. That's when we started getting Prince is still there, but then we started putting Rui in the starting lineup, and that's when we start getting our guys. That's where it's like, okay, this is the lineup.
Yes.
Jared in there a few times.
Very long.
The three games he played or whatever. But Darvin is maybe learning now that I have my guys, but now I can't deny that there's other guys to play who are better.
Yeah.
Torian is my guy. Cam is my guy, but now I can't do that anymore.
Yeah. And Cam has been injured for the last, 2 weeks, so he can't play him.
Can't. He's legally obligated not to play Cam Reddish.
That's right.
But, that's the answer. Darvin has his guys. And he'll ride them as far as he can.
I also felt like we lost those games against Denver because we didn't have enough offense. And so, yeah, offense. I mean, we suck on defense, too. But if we suck on defense, we can't go down and not score.
I do remember in that Nuggets game, just nothing going in.
Yeah.
Wide open shots. I don't know. We get cold sometimes, and it just, yeah.
There was that one game where Rui, really got hot late. LeBron tried to tie it. Didn't go in. I think that was game 3.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it'd be nice to get a little bit more offense off of our lineups. Either one, I don't give a fuck. But it seems like offensive.
Can we have one?
Yeah, it feels like offensive is more where this lineup is tuned to.
That game against Denver, LeBron scores 13 points.
Yeah.
If you combine everybody else's points made in that quarter on the Lakers team, would you say it is over or under LeBron's 13?
Under.
Under.
It's 12. That's 0 from Rui, 0 from D'Angelo, 2 from Anthony Davis. 0 from Cam Reddish. Who would have thought? And then 3 from Spencer Dinwiddie.
Oh, this is against the Kings?
No, this is when we played Denver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sabonis is now 10-0 against AD.
That feels like such a weird stat.
It's a weird stat, and even he was like, why are you bringing that up? You shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I would say don't talk about it, too.
He's like,
I'd be like, don't jinx me.
Don't jinx me. You know, he's my son, and I need to.
And I don't like to make my son feel bad.
Exactly. I mean, that is like the thing. It's like, okay, well, stop talking about it if you stop whooping his ass every time we goddamn play the goddamn Kings.
But we've had success against them with LeBron at the small ball five.
Uh-huh.
We won that one game last year.
What a sentence. We won that one game last year. What a great sentence. Sabonis, yeah. What happens between me and my son is between me and my son, and no one else should talk about it.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. And we just got... Oh, do we still have a hard... Yeah, we have more hard games coming up.
We have the ninth easiest schedule. I don't know how they...
Ninth easiest?
Yeah, I think it's because we don't play Boston down the stretch. Also, we have some easy games.
Trevor Lane said, after last night's game, the Kings won, we have dropped to having the 21st most difficult schedule remaining, meaning the ninth easiest.
Oh, okay. That's what I saw. Yeah, that's what I saw.
Yep.
The ninth easiest. All right.
The
well,
ninth
let's predict some
easiest.
Losses.
Do you think we make the playoffs?
I think we make the play-in.
You don't think we get out of the play-in?
That's not for me to talk about, brother.
Yes, it is. This is you on a podcast about the Lakers. Who the fuck else is it for to talk about?
I think it depends on how we look in these last 12 games. We need to let rest LeBron. I think this ankle is really fucking him up.
You know, we say that. And then when he doesn't play a lot or play at all, then we look pretty horrible.
We won against Milwaukee. All it took was D'Angelo Russell scoring his second most points of all time.
This was on International Women's Day, too.
Yeah, exactly.
That was you saw that video. We all saw that video.
Oh, of Jeannie and LeBron and
Linda.
Cosmonaut. Linda Rambis.
What do you call, is there a Mrs. in Russian? Mr. and Mrs.?
I mean, I would assume they define people by their gender.
Mm-hmm.
I would. That would just be a guess.
Linda and... okay, so I'm getting a lot of angular lines on Google. I see a C in there and then a backwards N. And not sure how to pronounce that.
Isn't there like a...
It's
pronunciation.
Let's see. There's a backwards B and an extra long A and an upside down P with an accent mark.
Oh, babushka.
No, I see it. It's right here. It's Mrs. in Russian is Promakov. 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 Promakov.
Господин. Oh, this is young lady.
Barishnya. Okay, so Barishnya, Linda.
Yeah.
Barishnya, Linda. Her and Jeannie and LeBron were sitting together, and LeBron says, first of all, happy International Women's Day. And they just gush over him. They are holding his arm and hugging him, saying, thank you.
Thank you, LeBron.
Oh, my God. And then the next day, there was a picture of LeBron at a USC game, and Savannah looked really mad at him.
Yeah. That makes sense. This adds up.
Uh-huh.
She's like, you're a comedian now.
Oh, okay. And you know what he said?
I didn't realize I was married to Martin Lawrence.
It is later
Cat
years.
Williams.
Later years.
I didn't know I was going to Cat Williams show today.
And you go,
why don't you tell me a joke? You know she said, tell me a joke. Go ahead. I'm here. Uh-huh. I like to laugh.
Yeah.
And he goes, you're going to be laughing when I get a fucking $120 million 3-year contract. You're going to think it's real fucking funny.
Yep.
You think it's real fucking funny, Savannah.
International Women's Day. We all support that.
Yeah. Who doesn't support International Women's Day?
Mm-hmm.
Meet me on the corner of Sunset and Sanborn if you don't support International Women's Day. I'll be there all week. Just sitting waiting for you with a sign, ready to fight.
At the La Colombe?
No, man. That's on the other side.
On the other side.
I'm being
yes.
Intelligentsia. Come
yes.
on.
Yes, one more over.
Come on.
One more over.
Meet me at the Sweet Green.
International Women's Day.
Oh, that's not the word.
Международный женский день. That's what Linda was saying.
Yes. There you go. There you go.
That's what she was hearing.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
got that in her ear. A little
she's
translator.
Got the translator.
Whoa, did you guys know Sabonis' wife? Since we're talking about wives and
uh-huh.
supporting
uh-huh.
national women's, she was a Lakers cheerleader.
She was a Lakers cheerleader? A recent one?
Us? How dare she do this to us?
Whoa.
I don't know about recent.
Or was it a Lakers cheerleader when Ardonis, or wait, what was his dad's name?
Arvidas?
Arvidas was a
no.
plan.
No, I mean, she's like a yeah. similarly aged person.
That's what Macron did.
What did he? Oh,
he married
true.
His French English teacher or something like that?
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Those French are sneaky people.
They're sneaky people.
Yeah.
They're the sneaky
I agree.
Freaks.
They're perverts.
They're
all
not
of
even
them.
Sneaky freaks. They're just outward freaks.
Oh, yeah. They're perverts, all of them. I agree with you.
Pervs.
Pervs.
How do you say pervs in French?
I'll look it up. I know this is just a bit, but
I'll get on the board.
After the Kings game, someone asked him about the standings and what was at stake, and DeAndre said, I don't know what was at stake. The reporter,
mm-hmm.
and DeAndre said that. And then they said, oh, you would have been one game out of the Kings, and now you're three games out of the Kings. And Pervez. And so he said, now you're three games out of the sixth spot. And all DeAngelo said was, now I know. Okay, now I know. That's it.
I think that's great because it's like, what am I supposed to do? Was I supposed to show up and think I had to win this one? Hmm. Because that's what I did. And yeah. we didn't. So.
Wow. I got to sneeze.
Wow.
You got.
Into the mic. Could have
sneezed.
Could have sneezed anywhere. Decides to put the mic, unscrew the mic head. But
yeah. right. He didn't even really cover up. He kind of sneezed like my daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are, this
Alex,
is fake.
Alex, you have boogies? Do I got to clean up your boogies? No boogies.
Yes, you got to clean up my boogies.
I want to hear this. So
go away, Dada.
Someone asked D'Angelo after the Kings game why the Lakers didn't involve Rui more in the second half. And the quote is, he'd rather not go there with it. But I want to know who the he is, so I have it right here. Let's listen.
If you only wound up taking that corner three in the second half, do you feel like you guys could have done more? I know you haven't rewatched the film, but you guys could have done more to keep him more involved or get him more involved, or did Sacramento make an adjustment that made that more challenging?
Yeah, I'd rather not go there with it.
Okay, so the quote was messed up on this tweet. So he's saying, I'd rather not go there. So he's saying, the reporter is saying, why wasn't Rui out there in the fourth? And D'Angelo's saying, I'm not going to go there. So I think it's a dig at Darvin Ham.
Well, I think everyone's taking a dig at Darvin Ham.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, this is from a player.
You know how a lot of times they're like, do you think they read Twitter? We know they read Twitter.
Oh,
now
yeah.
I'm wondering, do you think they read Reddit?
Oh, yeah.
Where they're like, oh, yeah, they're right.
I think they read the headlines that are on Twitter from Reddit.
Yeah, Nick Van Exel scoliosis is right.
Yeah.
I should be.
That's one thing. But also, yeah, on Twitter, they also, like, don't look at the comments. They look at the tweet, and, like, that's it.
Yeah.
So if they happen to catch a tweet that says, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. fire Darvin or whatever, but they're not, that's probably not going to be in their feed, you know, so... They're not seeing like the fervent attitudes of some of the crazy Lakers fans.
Uh-huh.
They're seeing other players' tweets.
Uh-huh.
They're seeing coaches' tweets, and they might see a reporter's tweet.
Yeah,
yeah, that's it. They're not seeing.
Do you think they had to block the words "fire Darvin"?
maybe one of them is savvy enough where they know how to do that. Yeah, yeah, but yeah, they're not deep diving into Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think they get like the text of like, "Hey, is this fake or real?"
From the hometown friend?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the hometown friend has to be the worst person to know.
Oh, yeah.
If you're in the NBA.
Because he's just skimming Twitter all day, being like, "Who? What? I have his phone number. What can I send to him?"
Yeah.
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 This was the last thing about this Kings game was also where LeBron posts a video of himself.
I didn't think that was sad.
Yeah, I didn't think.
I didn't think that was sad at all.
I think it was just him hyped up. He had a Porsche.
Dude.
With the driving gloves, that's so funny. I thought it was funny.
I thought it was great.
I thought it was very funny.
You've never put on
Driving gloves?
Driving gloves? That kind of music could just race your Porsche down the 405?
I've never had gloves on my entire life, let alone racing gloves. No, I've had gloves on. But no, I've never had the leather racing with the knuckles, you know?
I knew exactly what you were talking about. I needed, I've been running a lot in the morning, so I needed gloves. And I asked my wife, like, hey, next time you do a Target run, can you get me some mittens for my morning runs? And she was like, what kind of mittens do you want? And I was like, I don't know how to describe them. But I want, like, just think of, like, a 16-year-old teenage Mexican boy who thinks he's too cool. And she was like, oh, yeah, yeah, no, I have a pair of those at home already. I don't even have to go buy those. She knew exactly what kind of mix I was talking about.
That's sick as hell.
All right, we got three games coming up in a weird schedule. We got Saturday, 5:30, at home, Warriors. Monday, night game, 7:30, at home, Hawks. And Friday, we have 3 days off. We play at home Friday, 7:30 against the Sixers. We don't leave.
Still part of that run.
Yeah. Well, not only that, we did have a road game, but we just went up to, no, against the Kings.
Oh, it was in California.
Yeah, we haven't left California. Oh, I can't even remember when. But, yeah, we don't leave until the 26th, which is in week and a half, but three games. Warriors, Hawks, Sixers. Hawks will be the second of a back-to-back on them. Warriors coming in, Sixers coming in. What are we thinking?
3-0.
3-0.
I can kind of feel a 3-0.
We need it.
We need a bounce-back week. We need to go up in the standings. I'd feel better if we got the 7th seed. 8th seed. Anywhere higher than 9th.
Yes.
We don't want to play two play-in games.
It's bad to play two play-in.
Yes, I don't want to play two.
I could play two play-in games where we lose the first and win the second. Mm-hmm. But it's bad.
I have to win.
Yeah,
games.
I have to win games.
Yeah, I'm thinking 100% the same.
And what seed are we currently in?
9.
Yeah.
Right there.
Right on the cusp. I mean, if we could get to 6, that would be great, but I don't think that's going to happen anymore.
Vanderbilt has not been cleared for on-court activities, but Gabe Vincent has been cleared for non-contact work.
Does that mean he's still like 7 months away?
I don't know what that means. Christian Wood won't play. Reddish day to day.
Did you see though? He posted the Vegeta in the tank.
Wood did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like he's getting prepared.
Uh-huh. Hyperbolic chamber?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What was his injury again?
He has a bad knee.
Ugh.
Let's see. Warriors. This is the
I
only
feel
thing.
Like tall people shouldn't have knee injuries. Like
yeah, they
got to
get. They should get a new knee.
Yeah.
Like an AI knee.
Get that AI knee.
So Steph Curry, you know, he's missed a few games. So do you think he's going to play Saturday?
Absolutely.
Yes, he has 100% been cleared to play and is expected to play on Saturday versus the Lakers.
I'm so excited for that.
So what did he have? He ankle. Draymond has a bad back. He didn't play against the Mavericks on Wednesday.
Oh, do you think he's going to play against the Lakers
Absolutely.
On Saturday?
Absolutely. It's not on here, but I know he's going to fucking play.
He'll be here.
He'll be here with goddamn bells on. Yeah. Atlanta, are they? What are they? They're 7 games under 500.
They've already beaten us this
They've
year.
They've beaten us this year.
Did they beat us this year?
Yeah, they beat us this year.
I think they blew us out, too. It was one of those, 138, 122.
Yeah.
It's one of those losses where you're like, Houston and Atlanta back-to-back, and then we won against Boston. This is
Yes.
We're a dumb team.
We are.
Let's see. Robert Covington has been out. No update on, you know, this is not till next week, but no update. He's not day-to-day. He's out. And Joel Embiid obviously is out. Tobias Harris is day-to-day. Right ankle sprain. Have we beat the Sixers this year? I know we lost bad to them once already.
We only played them twice. Well, so this would be the second.
This would be the second one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if we already lost badly then.
We already lost badly. So what do we think?
They had Joel Embiid back then.
They did have Joel Embiid. They don't have him now. Mm-hmm. Alex, what do you think about that?
I think we're going to win.
Yeah?
Unless, I mean, with this team, unexpected.
That's right.
This is what we've talked about before. That's right.
You're telling me a team that has Kyle Lowry as their starting point guard.
Uh-huh.
And their starting center.
Yeah.
Mo Bamba.
Oh, is he really starting?
That's Paul. What it says on this on ESPN.
Oh, well, we did get our ass kicked by Paul Reed last
That's
time.
That's right.
So he could show up again.
Mm-hmm. He's playing. He's playing. So, yeah, Mo Bamba is their starting center.
He used to be our center.
Yeah. What? He did.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
And
then he was in a walking boot, I felt like, for a while.
Oh, for a long time.
I don't know
time,
if man. I enjoyed it. Mo Bamba.
You didn't enjoy the Bamba experience?
I don't think I did. Did okay. I, Alex?
No, I don't think you did. Looking back on it, I think you were pretty mad that Mo was on the team. So let's get Dwight Howard.
We need Dwight. All right. I think I wouldn't... 3-0.
I'm going to say 3-0, but I don't... I think there might be some weird shit that goes on.
Yeah. I agree with that. Kev, 3-0, what else do you feel about it?
I said 3-0.
I know, but what else do you feel about it?
What else do I feel?
Warriors, Hawks, Sixers.
What else do I feel? We can easily lose a game to the Warriors.
That's the one where I'm like, that could be the loss.
I think the Hawks could be a loss.
No, I don't think we're going to lose to the Hawks. I know they already beat us, but you got to remember that was in the middle of the trade rumors. Fucking... I don't know if you've ever touched down in a city that you did not want to be in.
Uh-huh.
But it comes over your whole body. It can be paralyzing. So you get somebody like D'Angelo Russell landing in there. Other people that don't know if they're going to be in that D'Angelo Russell trade for DeJounte Murray.
Yep.
For some reason, Rui's in the trade. Everyone's in the trade. You're just like, I'm not here to show it. And you can't even find the energy in your bones to go play. This one's a home game.
Trae Young is out.
We're obviously not.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he had.
We're gonna win.
He had finger surgery on the 25th of February, great. And he's not even gonna be reevaluated until 4 weeks from then.
Oh well, yeah, this is a week. Yeah,
they got a Kobe on their team, Kobe Bufkin,
Anthony's brother,
and he's out.
Oh, poor Bufkin.
They have a lot of injuries.
Yeah,
there's
their
one,
season's over.
Three, four, five, six. There's seven people who are just out, and Bogdan is day-to-day.
They're the 10th seed.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, this isn't fair. They're the 10th seed
of
29 and 36.
It's bananas. The West is a slaughterhouse.
And where
Bogdan
the Warriors are the 10th seed at 34 and 31, three games over 500.
Yeah. Bogdan is questionable for a game today, but, yeah. Playing hurt. Jalen, yeah. Okay, yeah, that's a win. They got some guy named Vit Krejci as their starting shooting guard.
Didn't that guy do great against us?
No. I don't think he was on the team when he beat us.
From the Czech Republic, Vit Krejci?
He did have that one incredible highlight where he like goes around his back and then throws it behind a defender's back and the guy dunks it.
Did it? Did he?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
He had a real white chocolate kind of moment.
I love white chocolate. All right. Well, 3-0. We feel good. Sort of.
Kind of.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Get on the Apple Podcast app and put a couple of stars. Leave a comment. A review.
Share it with people.
Get that link and share it with people. RIP Larry H. Parker.
He died?
He died.
Oh.
Right now?
Wow. Yeah, I think like right now.
Wow. You were so excited to break that.
RIP Larry H. Parker. You know? Someone's got to fight for you. And it was him. And now, you know.
You know what I think? You know what I think about this guy?
You're calling Larry H. Parker a French pervert?
Oh, I couldn't hear
it. Oh, dude, Larry H. Parker is a legend in Los Angeles. I would never shame Larry.
Dude, Cal Worthington's going to come for you, bro. He came for his boy.
He ain't gonna take that. He ain't going to take that.
All right, that's it. What are you about to do, Kev?
Since it is Saturday at 7 p.m.
Yes.
I have to go to Dodger Stadium and pick up my bib. so your I can bib, run the marathon tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow, since
it's a Saturday.
You're doing, yes.
And I'm
yes,
running
yes.
the marathon tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
You get a bib.
You got a bib with a number?
Were you eating lobster on the way on your...
I even get the plastic hands.
Al?
I'm going to go get a sandwich from...
Oh, yeah.
La Sorted.
You can just say La Sorted's.
La Sorted's.
They make great... there's a... I don't know if it's still Co-Bakery. It was Co-Bakery for a while. A lady ran the building was a bakery in the morning. I think since he was a pop-up truck,
yeah,
he couldn't fully rent out the building. Uh-huh. So he went into partnership, and it was bakery in the morning. Pretty good cookies.
Okay.
And then at about 2 o'clock, he turned over, and it was pizzas and sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he has a... I'm not sure, but I think he has a building now. Or okay. the space.
Got you. Well, if they're still making cookies, they're pretty solid.
Okay. Well, I think they do have cookies on the menu.
There you go.
I'm about to go watch that Kristen Stewart movie, Love Lies Bleeding.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't read anything about it. All I know it's she's...
Bodybuilder.
Bodybuilder. And I think she falls in a lesbian love triangle.
Uh-huh.
And then yesterday there was a story where a guy
was
naked in the screen. He passed out. And on his table was marbles just out there. His ticket.
Multiple drinks.
We come to this place for magic.
I thought I saw a syringe.
Okay.
But it was not. I think it was a rolled up dollar.
Oh, I love that. Could be used for something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, us three, I think we could speak for him that we salute him. And I think all you guys feel the same.
We do not.
We salute him and encourage everybody to do that on any movie that they go to.
We do not.
And thank you for listening to everybody. Come back next week, please.
That's a you thing. This is not me and Kevin.
Thanks, everybody. Make sure to hit that red button there. Bye bye. Thanks, everybody.
We don't support this.